I'm not sure if I believe you. I mean, you say you didn't know that they were my leftovers. But I remember writing my name clear as day on top of it. So either you don't know how to read, or you ignored it because you wanted my leftovers from last night. Now, I know you can read, little O. You might not be the smartest bitch on this block, but you're certainly the prettiest. Belly bump getting bigger by the day, showing off what a good breeder you are to the entire neighborhood. I guess I can't be too upset when you look so good. But still, that doesn't change the fact of the matter that my leftovers are missing, and I know I didn't eat them. The only other person in this house is you, Omega. So, are you going to tell Alpha the truth, or am I going to have to spank it out of you? Laying dumb. How interesting. Acting like you don't know what on earth I could be talking about. I saw the takeaway container in the trash. You didn't hide the evidence well enough. But if you had told Alpha the truth, that you and the baby were craving my leftovers, that's one thing. I would have totally let you have them. But instead, you decided to eat first without asking for permission. That's why we are going to have a problem. You touched something that didn't belong to you, and now you need to learn a lesson, don't you? Just because you are expecting doesn't mean you get out of your punishment, little O. It just means I have to be a little bit more careful. That's all. We're going to be using the traffic light system today. When I ask what color you are, you're going to respond with red, yellow, or green. You remember what they all mean, don't you? Very good, Omega. Do not hesitate to use them if you need them. Now take off your clothes and bend over the arm of the couch. You'll not only have your belly bump supported, but you'll be standing on your legs and leaning on your hands. It's the most stable position for you to take a spanking in, considering your current predicament. Watching you shimmy out of your clothing. The scent of your wetness is instantly exposed to the air, telling me just how turned on you've been getting. With pregnancy hormones, everything turns you on, doesn't it? It's all right. You can't help yourself. You're just a bred-up little bitch who needs to be punished, and that's what I'm here for. Bending over the couch, showing off your amazing ass. You look so good like this. Omega pregnancy clothes are just so much sexier than everyday attire. Belly pressed against the couch as your hands are ground into the fabric. You feel me take a spot behind you. My warm hands instantly grab your cheeks. Oh, giving them a squeeze and listening to that adorable little squeak you made. I don't know how you manage to be so fucking cute and sexy at the same time, but you do, Omega. Now, I was thinking 10 spanks, 5 to each cheek. That should be enough to teach you the lesson. Would that be too much for you to handle, though? Make Alpha proud, little O. I know you want to. If you had simply asked permission to eat my leftovers, I would have said yes. I would never tell my pregnant mate no to anything. But you decided that you knew what was best. That you didn't need to ask for permission. Let's not forget your place, Omega. You're my breeder. If you could take care of yourself, then you wouldn't be an Omega. Everyone knows that Omegas aren't smart. Bitches like yourself end up listening to your instincts more often than not. Not able to keep your slick under control. Even now, as I continue to spank your perky cheeks, I can smell how turned on you're getting. Wetness starts to trail down your thigh as you try to stay still. You try to be on your best behavior. It's just so difficult when it hurts so good. Whining as you feel the warmth start to bloom. The pain mixes with the pleasure. Every spank hurts just a bit more. And that only gets you wetter. Silly Omega. Did you really think you could deny your very own instincts? How foolish. Are you ready for the last one? Made sure to aim for your asshole with that one. Now it flutters uselessly as you try to catch your breath. Not that it matters, of course. Instead, you feel my hard cock bobbing behind you. I didn't get this hard until that first spank rang through the room. Hearing your happy little noise as my hand met your ass cheek, it went straight to my knots. Normally, when you're naughty, I try not to give you my knots, because I don't want you to be rewarded, and then to start thinking that this kind of behavior would be tolerated. But with how good you smell, and how sexy you look, I don't know why I would ever deny myself such a pleasure. After all, you are primed and ready for the taking, aren't you? Listen to you, starting to grind your hips against me. Do you really think that's going to work? Apparently it is, because I can't resist you. Not when you're putting out your scent like that, practically begging me to fuck you without words. Suddenly, my rough hands are on your back, repositioning your hips. Sliding you a bit forward. You feel your feet gently raise off the ground a bit as I push you more forward onto the arm of the couch. That way, you're face down, ass up for me. Proper presenting position for a breeder like yourself. You should be familiar with this. If I was feeling generous, I would turn you around and let you see my face. But that's not what you deserve. You need to be reminded that you're a bitch. And the best way to do that is to get you into proper presentation. Presenting your hole so perfectly for me. Can see how the one keeps steadily leaking. I think I need a taste. Mm. leaning down for a quick little flavor check. You almost whine at the contact because it's not what you want. You need my knot so bad it hurts. Poor little bitch. Good thing Alpha has exactly what you need. Little O. Oh, you're still tight. With how wet you are, I thought that would have loosened you up, but no. It seems to have done the opposite. Ass still stinging with pain. You clench around me as I start to thrust in and out. You feel your feet dangling in the air as I press into you. One hand on your hip, the other sliding up your back. Feel the sharp nail pierce your skin as a small trail of blood blossoms in its wake. Oh, yes. You want more, don't you? Oh, that's right. You always look so beautiful when you're in pain, little O. Bouncing on the arm of the couch, my other hand slides protectively around the belly bump. Your warm blood coats my fingers as I continue to scratch up and down your back, leaving more cuts. A nice little reminder for when you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror. Another mark you can adore from your mate. Your hips bucking that, trying to take me deeper to grind against the fabric of the couch to get some sort of attention. Alpha continues to ignore the throbbing between your legs to focus on knotting your eager hole. It feels good when Alpha touches you, but it's not needed. You're a good breeder. You can come on Alpha's knot alone, can't you? Always feels so good when you listen to your instincts. When you follow direct orders. What a pretty, slutty breeder I have. Stinging from the spanking. Droplets of blood paint your back as my hand starts to move up again. No more nails this time. Instead, you feel my hand on the back of your neck. There's a grip there. Tightening. Not enough to cut off your air supply, but enough to remind you it's there. It's almost like a collar in a way. A heavy weight as I press harder into you. My cock doesn't let up. Instead, you feel me draping my body over yours. My breast flush against your skin. Voice in your ear. You feel my hand leave your neck. My teeth start to lap over the mating bite. Leaving bloody fingers wherever it goes. You feel my teeth start to press with more force. Oh, it hurts so good as you clench around me, making your hole even tighter. Oh, I'm trying to make Alpha pop her knot already. Do you need to come that badly? I would have thought a breeder would have more control. I guess being pregnant really does a number on your hormones, huh? You wake up and think about getting a knot. You fall asleep thinking about warming one. It's the only thing that makes you feel remotely good in this state. Your stomach's so heavy, so round from the bump. It moves with each thrust of my cock. I'm feeling it brush past that bundle of nerves inside you, causing you to see sparks. You feel my teeth sink into the mating mark again, reopening the wounds, reaffirming that connection between us. Oh, your hips buck up, acting on their own accord. Oh, are you going to come before my knot even pops? Sucking a hickey onto the other side of your neck. Your hips rock with me and try to help take it deeper, make you feel even better. Do you think you can take more, little O? Oh, you just made my night. Speeding up, not holding back. The grip on your hip tightens. There are going to be a few bruises there tomorrow, but oh well. They'll match so perfectly with the ones that start to appear on your ass. Going to be such an owned bitch. One look at your body littered in love bites, and they're going to know what a loved Omega you are. You feel the belly bump shifting as you try to keep your balance. That's when you feel my hand tracing back up your spine, drawing more blood. Oh, you cry out. Is it in pleasure? Is it in pain? You aren't sure. They've blended so well together. And that's when you feel me start to push your face downwards, burying you in the couch. Yeah. You can take it. What color are you? So very green, huh? That's because you feel yourself getting closer. My knot has started to grow as your hole continues to stretch around it, quickly adjusting to the new width inside your hole. Yeah. Going to come deep inside you, little O. Going to fill you up again and again and again, because it's the only thing you and this damn belly bump seem to be wanting. You just want to live on my knot, don't you? Such a slutty bitch. Love you so much. Going to be a proper Omega and take my knots. It's what you live for. It's the only thing you need. Oh, another knot. Another dose of alpha gum. Maybe another baby growing in your belly. As we both get closer, my knot starts to pulse inside you. I'm close. I'm really, really close. You should be a good bitch and come on my knot, too. It's what you've been craving all day, little O. Come on. You can do it. Come for me. Come with Alpha. Come on, Alpha. No. Licking the blood from where I bit you, I swallow down the metallic tastes, letting you inside me just like I'm inside you. Do you feel better with Alpha's knot now? So you're not going to go around eating my leftovers again, right? Because if you do, I'm not sure I'm going to be so lenient this time. And you came so quickly, too. Just couldn't help yourself as the pain started to mingle with the pleasure. My adorable little mess kissed. You were so wet. But now you get to warm my knot. Feeling it pump another load inside you. You can't help but wiggle your ass in happiness. It's really the only thing you can move with how I'm pinning you down. Moving my body so I'm standing straight up. You feel the hand on the back of your neck release. You look down and see the absolute mess you made on the cushions underneath. I think those are from your eyes, and that's... Yeah, that's definitely from your mouth. How cute. Alpha still got to see your fucked out face. How's the bump feeling? Yeah? It's not like too much in the way or anything, right? Well, I know you haven't exactly popped, but you're still showing quite a bit. I figured since presentation is the position most Omegas assume by default when in heat, it would make things easier for the both of us if we fucked in that position. I'm not sure how much longer we're going to be able to play rough like that, though. In a few months, you're going to be waddling around, needing to sit down every 5 minutes because you're so swollen. Oh, don't worry, little O. This is what you were made to do. You're finally listening to your instincts, and that's good. A good Omega is a well-bred Omega. Isn't that what we're taught in school? Exactly. After this one, I'm going to do my best to breed you as soon as possible. Now that I've seen you with this bump, I don't want it to ever go away. You just look so sexy with it. It's so hard to keep my hands to myself. Plus, the way you smell is a really addicting too. No wonder they say pregnancy can be addictive for partners. I want you to be barefoot and pregnant for the rest of your days, little O. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? Because it's what you were born to do. It feels good to be kept in this state. Pregnant and full of alphas not. It's what Omegas were born to do. You're right where you've always belonged, little O.